It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 2 years after the start of Syria's civil war, amid allegations of chemical weapons use and reports of an Israeli airstrike, the United States still faces the same question.
That question is what, if anything, the U.S. should do. For now, President Obama is focusing on diplomacy. His Secretary of State, John Kerry, is in Moscow today.
He's meeting Russia's President Vladimir Putin, up to now a vital supporter of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
At the same time, calls for U.S. military action are increasing. One seemingly easy option would be to use American air power.
But that option may be more complicated than it seems. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
For months, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Martin Dempsey has warned that Syria's air defenses are formidable. But Israel has now apparently hit Syria 3 times this year without any problems. So Republican Senator John McCain told Fox News Sunday he wonders about Dempsey's assessments.
These air defenses that the Assyrians have are so tough, and we would have such, but the Israelis seem to be able to penetrate it fairly easily.
But many experts say the comparison doesn't hold up. Retired Lieutenant General Dave Depchula was in charge of the no-fly zone established over northern Iraq in 1991 after the first Gulf War. Depchula says Iraq, too, had an impressive air defense system.
Yes, he did, and we eliminated the vast majority of it.
That would be required in Syria, too, if U.S. planes were to stay and control the skies, very different from Israeli planes making a quick strike and returning home. Depchula says a U.S. no-fly zone would also require an armada of different types of aircraft to do surveillance, conduct electronic warfare, and refuel all those other planes. And getting those aircraft in place would be a huge challenge. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the situation is completely different from Libya 2 years ago, where Western forces successfully shut down Muammar Gaddafi's air force.
And this isn't something where you can fly out of readily available bases in Italy. It is an area where you are simply too far away from most U.S. basing.
Cordesman says the U.S. would have to establish temporary bases in Jordan or Turkey, both countries that would likely hesitate before taking hostile steps against a neighbor. Cordesman says there's no question the U.S. could stop the Syrian Air Force from flying, but he says it's not a walk in the park. Larry Abramson, NPR News.